friend, it's Cheyenne. I just had to pop in here to personally invite you to receive all 25 of our Farmhouse Book Co. Read and Learn children's books for free for 14 days as my gift to you. All you have to do is go to go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14 and you'll gain access to the printable versions of all of our books, plus our Farm Family Forum and our homesteading courses for free for 14 days. That's at go.farmhousebookco.com/free-for-14. 14 as in 1-4. Now, on to the show. Hi, Farm Family. We've got another letter in from Mama B. Mama B is my mom who has 20 years of homeschooling experience, and she's giving you her best tips and advice and answering your questions. Welcome to the Farm Family Podcast, the podcast for families with old-fashioned hearts like ours that believe what our world needs most is connection in the home. We help families learn together in ways that build life skills and foster curiosity, discovery, adventure, and discussion. In this podcast, we'll cover topics like homesteading, home education, homemaking, and pretty much all things old-fashioned and down-home. I'm your host, Cheyenne Lene, a livestock-obsessed homeschool graduate, total book nerd, homesteader, pastaholic, loving daughter and big sister, and founder of Farmhouse Book Co. My whole family and I are so happy you're here. This is the Farm Family Podcast. So let's get into it. It says, Dear Mama B, my biggest frustration with homeschooling is that I just don't have the time to plan at all. Any tips? Signed, Timed Out. Dear Timed Out, oh, this is one of my favorites. Planning is a corporate skill that every child should learn early. Let them see you plan. Plan with them. Start by just planning one day. But whatever you do, do not make a schedule. You know as well as I do with children, this is not an easy task. We have to be flexible. So instead of putting from 9 to 10 a.m. we will read, just put read on a piece of paper like a to-do list. I like to divide my bullet journal into 5 sections. Teaching is priority. Next comes healing, cooking, cleaning, and learning. I write my objectives for the day in each section, and I put bullets next to each to check off when I'm done. Most of the time, it's the same thing over and over again. But guaranteed, if I don't write it down, I will forget it anyways. Most everything I do during the day fits into one of those 5 categories, so when I think of something, it is easy to just write it down as I go. Sometimes I find myself already doing something before I write it down. In this case, I will write it down and check it off. I do this because I might need to remember that again another day, and because it makes me feel good to see what I've been doing all day. I also have my children plan each day in the same way. They divide their journals into chores, reading, writing, math, science. We put something in each, and then they practice checking it off as well. It's writing, spelling, handwriting, and planning all at once. I love things like that. Love, Mama B. Hey, hey, you just completed another episode of the Farm Family Podcast. Look at us, taking on the world together one family at a time. If you'd like to connect with other like-minded families, head over to Facebook and join our Farm Family Podcast group. And hey, I'd love to see you around here more often. If you haven't already, click the subscribe button. And if you're really feeling it, leave a review. I love hearing from you and reading your words. Have a great day, Farm Family. Thank you.